Weiter in Shasping Edition of Samach, picking up on Nun Tesema Beis towards the bottom of the page, 16 lines up, last word in line, Mikudeshes Lasheni. The next part of the Mishnah, we're talking about if a guy goes to a woman and says, marry me after 30 days, and then someone comes and swipes in the meantime and gets married to her, then what's the din? That she's married to the second guy and not to the first guy. Now we're going to see an interesting machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about this. And try to see if that makes any sense. I'm a rabbi, but that's just Lashen the Olam. She's married to the second guy forever. That guy pops in. First guy's marriage is only after 30 days. So there's not, nothing to talk about. So therefore, she's Mekudesh forever, and that's the marriage. Shmuel Amar, Mekudesh Lasheni, he's married to the second guy, Ad Lamed Yom, only up till 30 days. Once 30 days comes in, Achel Lamed Yom, Paki Kedush Lasheni, the second one goes out, is knocked out, Vagami Kedush Rishon, the first one comes into effect. Says Gemara, Yosar Chistav Kakashel, he comes and he asks, Kedush Lasheni, but my Paki, why would the second guy's marriage go out? What did it go out with? Like, they got married, and therefore it's good and done. So Amar Rav Yosef, since you taught this machlokas Rav and Shmuel going on the ratio of the Mishnah that we just said, if a guy says to a woman, marry me after 30 days, and someone else comes in and swipes it, and that's what you see the machlokas is going on now, vakasha, because it doesn't make sense that the second guy's marriage should go out. What's it going out with? But Rav Yehuda, Seifa Masila. If Yehuda taught the machlokas Rav and Shmuel on the Seifa, on the case where a guy says to a woman, marry me from now, and then he follows up with the statement after 30 days. So what did the guy mean? Now or after 30 days? Is he saying that this statement of marry me from now in 30 days, this is a question, what exactly is he saying? Is he saying it tonight, that if I don't retract until 30 days? Or is he saying it as a retraction of the whole statement of the first one, marry me from now? You know what, now marry me after 30 days. That's what the discussion is. Amar Rav, Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav says Mekudeshes Ve'eni Mekudeshes Le'olam. That means to say that she becomes Mekudeshes and not Mekudeshes forever. Both of them are now in limbo. Because let's say what he meant was marry me from now. If he meant marry from now, and then for it's a Tanai, that if I don't retract until 30 days, so then she's married to the first one, because once that comes about, everything's good. But if what he meant is no, I'm retracting and saying only after 30 days, and that means that really she's married to the second guy, because the second guy came and married in the interim, and all he meant was to marry after 30 days, so we're not sure which one he meant. So both of them are now in the state of limbo. Shmuel Amri says, no, Mekudeshes Ve'eni Mekudeshes Ela Ad Lamed Yom. It's only until 30 days. La'achal Lamed Pakei Kedusha Sheni. After 30 days, the second one is gone. V'gamri Kedusha Rishon, and the first one comes back in full force. In other words, he was saying it as a Tanai. L'Rav, Masapika Le'i Tanai Havi Chazara Havi. It's a machlok. He's not clear which one she meant. What the guy meant. Did he mean Tanai? Did he mean Chazara? L'Shmuel Pshita Le'i Tanai Havi. No, for him, it's Pasha that it's just a Tanai. If he doesn't reject, then therefore they go and they get married. We plucked at Nahani Tanai. This machlok is actually based off another machlok that we have. The time went to Nebraisa. Me'o Melachamisa. A guy goes to a woman, gives her a get. It's January 1st. He gives her the get on January 1st. And he says to her the following words. This is your get. Me'ayom, from today, ulachemisa, and after I die. Get, veino get. It's considered a get and not a get. Those are the words of the chachamim. In other words, because they are masupak. Is he saying that this get and not get, like what exactly does he mean? Says Rashi, misafke lehai ulachemisa, when he says those words, you have a tenoy me'ayom, ye get. Is it today? Saying today is your get. Im amos, if I die, ula kishe yamos, and when I die, nimsa get l'mafreya. It's a get l'mafreya, and therefore you really divorce him January 1st. Me'oso yom, or ichazar havi, or really he's retracting, v'chazabo me'ayom, v'amar zeg, and he's saying, no, not from today, but saying, this is your get lachar misa, v'lo amar klum, he's not saying anything. They ain't get lachar misa, they give him the mis, hechim agarish, how can he divorce her once he's dead? So he's in a state of he's mesupik, what the din is, therefore it's get v'ain or get. And she's kind of stuck. Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Omer kazeh get. No, for sure it's a get. It's a Tanai. So we see that that's Rav and Shmuel. Rav is Masupik and Shmuel is not. In fact, the Gemara, V'nima Rav halacha k'al Rabbanon. Rav just say, halacha zeg Rabbanon. V'nima Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi. And let me say, halacha zeg Rabbi. Right? In their cases of divorce, and so too in marriage also. So why do I have to speak up over here? It says, nah, tzricha. They still have to say their dinim. Why? D'ilu amar Rav halacha k'Rabbanon. If he would say, the halacha is like the Rabbanon in the case of the divorce, where he's a Masupik, he would say, have amina. No, Hasam de l'chuka kasi, since over there where the husband is trying to distance his wife from him by divorcing her, that Rav could say that maybe he went to retract it because he didn't want it. So I'm assuming that he wanted to retract it, not to retract it. Aval hacha de lekruvi kasi, when it comes to kedushin, where he wants to bring her close, ema modeh l'shmul de tanai have it. For sure, he means it's tanai because he wants to be a close. Therefore, he had to spell out his din also by kedushin. If you are Shmuel alacha krebi, we said that Shmuel would say alachas like Rebbe, that it's for sure that the guy is getting these divorced, and therefore here too, that the marriage is a tanai and a chazara. Havamina would say, Hasam who they ain't get lachemisa, since there's no get lachemisa. So for sure, the guy meant straight up divorce, because it makes sense to say otherwise. There is kedushin of 30 days. And Omodel Rav, maybe he'd be masking to Rav, therefore he has to say that he's not in that case as well. Amar Abaye. We know that Rav is masupik with the din is if he says a statement to be married to me now. And then he says the words, after 30 days. Marries me now? After 30 days. According to Rav, what happens if a guy comes to a woman and says, from now and after 30 days. Another one comes and says, you're married to me from now and after 20 days. Wow. Beep, turn the page. Samach. And then a third guy comes and pops into the picture and he says to her, Mekudeshesli, Me'achshav ula'achar sarayom. You're married to me now and after 10 days. Me'rishonu me'achar m'tzvicha get. Me'imtzai ain't a tzvicha get. She needs to get from the first guy and from the last guy, but from the middle guy, she doesn't need to get. Right? Because his name is, we're misupik if it's a tanai or it's a chazara. But why is it that she wouldn't need for the middle one, only from the first two? For the first one and the last one? Manavshach, let's break it down. Anyway, you slice it, she's not married to the middle guy. E tanai avi, because if the statement was a tanai, right, when he says after 30 days or 20 days and 10 days, it's a tanai that I don't back out, the kama kiddushe, then the first person's marriage is real kiddushe. The hanach lav kiddushe, the other two are not considered married. And if it's a retraction, the basroi kiddushe, then the last one is married because it's retracting. See, after 30 days, he says, no, I don't mean now, I mean after 30 days. The other one says after 20 days, the other one says 10 days. Then the basroi kiddushe, then the last one's going to be married. The hanach lav kiddushe, and the first ones are not. Says Gemara, pshita. Obviously, like, what's the chiddush? Why are you talking? No, ma'od the tema. You would have thought maybe high lishta mashma tanai umashma chazara. Maybe we could say that this statement is a lishta high lishta. It's mashma a tanai and it's mashma chazara. Could be either one, and we don't know which one means what. So the first guy could mean as tanai or kimi chazara. Middle guy tanai or chazara. Third one tanai or chazara. And therefore, tibar yikita mikol chad v'chad. You need to get from every single one of them. Kamash Malan, therefore we come to tell you, nah, that's not the case. It's a mesupik in all, in each one of them. Right? Because the havamin over here was, you would have thought, that maybe the first guy meant a retraction, and the second guy, and the third guy meant retraction, and the middle guy meant tanai, and therefore maybe he could be married even to the middle guy. So we say, no, not like that. They're all going to be consistent. And for the middle guy, no shaychis. Ula ama Rabbi Yochanan, afil me'atav simba. He says, no, all three of them would need to be getting a get. And even if it's 100, all 100 would need to get. Chenam Rav Asim Rabbi Yochanan, afil me'atav simba, even 100. Amr Lei Rav Mishar Shiria Bered Rav Ami Rav Asi Asbar Loch Taimad Rav Yochan. I'll explain to you what Pshat Rav Yochan, why he says all 100 beneath this. Shavu Navshe Kishaga Delivne. He holds that all these guys are setting themselves up like a stack of bricks. The Kol Chad V'Chad Rav Chalacha B'Shavakta, each one of them leaves space for the next. Meaning when you're stacking bricks, if you take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, you start stacking up straight in the mount, you know, in the new, like you just keep putting one on top of the other directly, then it's going to come crashing down. But if you, when you want to go and stack it, it'll stay sturdy, you stagger them. So it's like two bricks and one on top of that. And then you keep doing it like that. One rests on two. And then so on and so forth, like that. So when you do that, each one is leaving space for the other. The way Tosus explains this case is that a man says, I'm married to you from now in 30 days. And then another guy says, now in 20 days. Another guy, now in 10 days. Another guy, now in 5 days. As soon as they get married, the first part, the marriage begins. And then the process just keeps going until it gets finished by the final day. And therefore, there's actually a bond created with all these different people. And therefore, Rav Yochanan would say, even Mea Tosimba, even 100, the Kiddushin would be tofes on it, and therefore she needs a get from all of them, since a bond was created with every single one of them. Masav Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina says, hold now, hold on one second over here. Hold a dow. Mayom la'achemisa, he says, I have a bit of a kasha on you, based off a Mishnah in Gittin. If a guy goes to a woman and he gives a get and he says, his wife, and he says, this is your get from today, Mayom la'achemisa, and after I die. Get v'inu get is considered a get and not a get. V'immeis, and therefore, if the guy dies, now she's stuck because maybe it's a get, and therefore she moves on with life. Maybe it's not a get, and she has to do yibam with the brother if they have no kids. So what do you do? Choletzes v'lonis abedemis. Do chalitza, but definitely do not do yibam. Rashi says choletzes shema eino get. It's a kukul yavam. Maybe there's no get. It's not a get, and if you have to do yavam. V'lonis abedemis, you can't do yibam because shema getu. Maybe it's a get. The havyala grusha, ve'havya grusha, she's grusha's achiv, arehi. Lo bikarish ain't a lezika yibum, and that's called a chos. The wife of your eshazach, and that's going to be usher, and it's going to be karish because no zika over here. Now, bishlam l'rav, that makes perfect sense according to Rav Messiah. That's a proof for him because he also has that suffix whether it's a chazar or tanai. The Shmuel nami hamani rabbanan. He could just say, yeah, this is going the world of the rabbanan. And that's what the suffix vanan the amri kirebi. I heard like Rebbe who argues on them. Ella the Rebbe Yochanan the amri shiurav. It's just it's you know there's like leftovers. It's shiraim that's left over here. Then kol gita the mesharba velo klumhu. Why would you say this get is anything over here? Really, we know that if there's any shear of the marriage, I think it's left over. Then it's lo klum. It's not considered anything. Rashi says darachmana amri krisus because it has to be complete separation. Yabu, maybe yabim. Therefore, for sure you do yibim. You don't do chalitza over here. You don't have to do chalitza. What's going on? So Rabbi Yochanan, you kind of seem almost got knocked out. It's got knocked in the face with the southpaw. Amar Rava. Rava says, get lahotzi umisa lahotzi. Ma shashir get gemarto misa. Says that get is something which separates or removes a woman from being married. And so does misa. So just whatever is left over from the get, the misa is gonna finish off. Amar le Abaye, huh? Me dummy? Can you compare the idea of death and a get? You can't put them together. Get motziyam rishus yavam. A get would take her out of being connected to the yavam. Misa machnisa rishus yavam brings her into the state of yavam. So really, death is the only way to actually. Only thing that ended the marriage over here is really the death and not the get. The get is actually nothing, and therefore, she'd have to do yibum. Elichinabi, good point. Ella Amar Abai, he says, Hassam time am I. It says over there, when it says, and after I die, what's the reason why you can't do yibum? Gezer mishum hayom im mesi harei ze get. Really, you could do yibum in the case that we brought up over there, but this is a gezerah from an earlier case in the Mishnah, which says, from today, if I die, that we say where the get is going to be good. And then you wouldn't be able to do yibum. So therefore we say not to do yibum in that case. Also, the verb yochan is good to go. Says the Gemara, hold on one second. Then let's also make a gezerah that chalitza has to be done in the case of from today if I die. To prevent people from making a mistake in the case of from today and after I die. So the Gemara says no, because if you say that a woman should do chalitza, the misyabemis, then they're going to think they're allowed to do yibum also, and we don't want that to happen, so therefore we don't make that gzer over there. So it's more about hachanami here also. Imata omer choletzes, if you say someone's going to go by the case of and after I die, then you're going to make the same mistake. Imata omer choletzes, they might do yibum also. So let them do yibum. And there's really no issue. Chashash de Rabbananu. It's just a chashash de Rabbanan that's stopping from doing it in order to not do something else. But in the case where from today if I die, then the woman would be offered in Isur Doraisa by marrying the Yavam, the prospective Yavam, you know. And therefore, the Chacham didn't want her to do Chalitza either. Zuck the next Heilige Mishnah. Omer Lishay guy goes to a woman and says, you are married to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz. Rashi says, Bapruta zu, Amenda Sha'etin Lachamatayim zuz. He gives her a pruta. This is a condition I'm going to give you 200 zuz. This is considered married, full-fledged married, vihu yitain, and now it's all left is he has to go, he has to pay up. If he says, I'm going to give it to you from now until 30 days, if he gives it to her within 30 days, then they're married. Then they are not married. Once you put in the time stick over there, now you got to make sure that happens. If a guy says, be married to me on condition that I have 200 zuz. Yeah, I'm rich, girl. Then they're married as long as he actually has the money. On condition I'm going to show you 200 zuz. They're married and he has to show it to her. If he shows it there on a shulchan, on a table, then this is enim kadeshes, they're not married. Rashi explains, there's like a money changer there. V'herelo mos, she'enim shlos on his, v'him ala shulchan, z'alufan v'enim kadeshes, talona skavazu, ela liros mishalo. She wanted to see his own cash, not somebody else, therefore they are not married. Tamara. Rav Huna Amar Vehu Yitain. When the Mishnah started off and says that Ha'omer Leisha Reat Mekudeshes Li Amenashetin Lach Matayim Zuz, that I'm going to give you 200 Zuz. Harei Zu Mekudeshes, it's married, Vehu Yitain. And he's got to give the cash. And now it says Vehu Yitain, and he should give, which means when he goes in and gives the money eventually, then they get married Limafreya. That means January 1st. He says he gives it to her on February 9th. Then Limafreya, they're married January 1st. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Licha Sheyitain. Only once he actually gives the money, then it's from then. Rav Huna Amar Vehuyitain. Rav Huna is in the opinion, and he shall give. Tanai Hava, meaning this is a Tanai that she's making. Mekayim Tanai Va'azo, for me, Mekayim Tanai, and therefore the Mefer are good. If you do Amar Licha Sheyitain, Lichi Yov Havakadushin is saying, when I give, and then it's going to be. Hashta Mi Allah Havakadushin, but right now it's not Kadushin. Obviously, the Nafka Mina Beef, someone pops in the middle. My Benayu, Ika Benayu, she pushed the other Vakibal Hidushim Acha, but she goes and she sticks her hands out and she accepts marriage from somebody else. Right? She says, Kodim Shekiyim Tanai before he's Mekayim the Tanai. Vachakach Amad Zeh, Vakiyim Tanai. Then the guy goes and pays it up. Larev Huna, Allah Vakidushi, the second one is nothing. Larev Yehuda, Havakidushi, the second one is something, and the first guy is nothing. There's also in Mishnah in Gittin like this. This is your get. The condition you give me 200 zuz. It's considered divorced right now, and then she has to give. Itmar. Huna explains what does that mean. She shall give it, and then retroactively the divorce. If when she gives it, then the divorce. If Huna Amar because it's a Tanai, and therefore you're just fulfilling the Tanai. But right now, this is not considered a get. It's nothing until he goes and gives it, and then it goes on. Beep, turn the page. Some of the base. My Benai, what's the difference between the two cases? The nafkamin is if the get gets ripped up or it gets lost before the money comes. Rav Huna have a get, it's not a problem because I'm afraid at the time it's given, it's considered a get. Rav Huna have a get, it's not a get because of the time that they're giving the get's happening, there's no get there, therefore no good. Utsricha. And we have to bring up the machlokas in both cases by Kedushin and by Gershon. That's Rav Huna would say that it works from Afreya, Mishum de la Kuvakasi, because he's trying to get closer. Vulgarish, when it comes to Gittin, de la Rachka Kasi, the point is to send away. Ema Modili Rav Huda, he'll be Moda to Rav Huda that the get is going to work only when she pays. Because maybe Taka doesn't want it to work and he wants to get back together and he's hoping it'll work, everything will work out. And if the machok is only about that megitin, bahakam Rav Huna, that's what Rav Huna would say that it works. The mafreya mishum deihu lo kasif le lemitva, because this guy is not embarrassed to ask the money, ask the woman for money. Aval hacha, when it comes to kedushin deik sifal le lemitva, where she's gonna be embarrassed to say, give me the money. Emu modeli Rav Yehuda, maybe the modeli Rav Yehuda. That it works only once the money is actually given. Sricha, therefore, you have to say the machlokas is in both cases. Remember, Rav Huna says the mafreya, Rav Yehuda says only from the time that it happens. Makes for Yakash and Yehuda. Harei Zeketek, the guy says, this is your get. Al Menashe Titin Limitayim, just you gotta give me 200 Zuz. Af Al Pisha Nitka Get, Al Shavadim, it gets ripped up, it gets lost. Harei Zeketek, it is divorced. Acher, Loti Nase, but she's not married to anyone else, Ashatita, until the money is actually given, which goes straight up against Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it gets ripped up or lost before the money comes in, then it's no good and needs another get. See, and clearly, this is like Rav Huna, and it is a Mefreya. Tanya. And now that we have a Braisa, Amr La Rezegitech, let's say a guy tells his wife, this is your get, I'm an Ashatita, and you're going to give me 200 Zuz, Umes, and then he ends up dying and they have no kids. Nasna, if she gave the money before he died, and he's a kukul yavim, there's no yibim over here. Lo nasna, but if not, it's a kukul yavim, then now she has to go yibim. Oh, even if she pays the money afterwards to the yarshim. Sorry, nothing doing over here. The tanai wasn't fulfilled, and therefore it doesn't work, and she has to do yibim. Hashem gamli alomer, no senes la achiv, o la aviv, o la echad min akrovim, give it to one of them, and then you're good to go. They're divorced, lamafreya. And then there's no Yibam, obviously, if they were divorced. And now, how does Nakav Rabbi Yehuda? Adkan lo pligi elo what's a machlokus in the Kanamach Gamliel about whether or not you could pay the Yarshim. Demar Savar li velo li Yarshai. Demar, this is the Tanakam, he holds. And when he says me, you have to give me the money, it means me and not my Yarshim. Therefore, it's no good once they die. Demar Savar li afil Yarshai, me and even my Yarshim. The Kulam and Mia Tanai have it, but everybody agrees that it's a Tanai. To you, after Rabbi Yehuda, oh, is it knock off Rabbi Yehuda? He's knocked out? What are you going to do now? No, I'm going to Rabbi Yehuda. Hamani, yeah, who's that price of going like? Rabbi, it's the opinion of Rabbi. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi, Kolo Amar Amanas, Kolo Me'ach Shav Dami. Oh, anyone who says on condition is like saying from now. But I don't hold like that opinion. Pligei Rabbanan Alei. The Chacham argue, Va'ana Dami Kabana. I hold like the Rabbanan that say from now does not mean retroactive, therefore there's no kasha. That's not that those examples you gave go against I hold like the other tzad. I hold like the bar plukta. Gufa. Okay, we just said Amar of Huna Amar Rebbe, Kol Omer Omer Almanas, Komer me Achshav Dami. Amar of Zera ki havinan bibavel. When we were in Bavel, have our meaning, we would say, had the Amr of Huna Amr Rebbe, that which he says, Kol Amr Amanas, Kol Me'achshav Dami. So if he says, Me'achshav, Pligi Rabbanan Alei, they argue on this, Kisalik Lahasam, but when we went over there, Teretz Yisrael, Askel Ravasi, the Yosef Kamar Alei, Lamishmei de Rabbi Yochan, Hakol Modem Amr Amanas, Kol Me'achshav Dami. Everyone agrees that it's Me'achshav, that's a Mefreya, which would be a problem for Yehuda. Lo nechlu ela mehayom ula achamisa. Rabbi and the Chacham are only arguing in the case of a man says that the get should work mehayom ula achamisa, from today and after death. Rashi says klomer lo masafka luhu l'rabbanan I tanai yichazara ela in the case of mehayom ula achamisa. Veha tanya, we have a brisa. Rashi says benichutsu, which supports this mehayom ula achamisa get veino get. That's considered get. That's what there's a machlokus over here. But even the chachamim are going to agree that if he says almanas, then even the chachamim are going to be masking that it's good because it works on mafreya, which kind of goes against Rabbi Yehuda. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to be almanas. Nami pligi, they're also arguing about almanas. At the Miflagi Mayom Alachamisa, instead of arguing in Hayom Alachamisa and Nifku Balmanas, let them just argue on Almanas. Must be they don't argue on that, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is knocked out. Says Gemara, no. Lo Diacha Koach, the Rabbi, the Braisa, in Echanami could have argued in Almanas. And really, they do argue in Almanas. But I just wanted to bring the other case in order to show you the power of Rebbe, how Mekel Rebbe is. The Me'ayom al-Acher Misa, Nami Ariz again. Even if he says a Lashon from today and after Misa, that's considered that it is a get. But the Chachamim are going to argue with Rebbe in the other case also. In fact, the Gemara of Niflag ba'Almanas, Alicha Koch Drabbanon. So why don't we let him argue with Almanas and to show you the power of the Rabbanon, how machmir that they're going to say a get is no good, even if the husband gave it Almanas, that he dies. And therefore, the fact that it didn't do that must be that Rabbi Yehuda's up the creek. Says, no, Koch, the Tera Adif, the power of mattering something is better. And therefore, we say it like that. But Rabbi Yehuda is still alive and he holds like the sheet of the Chachamim, who are the Baal Plukta, even in the case of Almanas. And he's alive and well. Next, we said in the Mishnah, Almanash Eitan Lach Mikan, if he says on Kiddush, I'm going to give from today until 30 days, and if he gives the money within the 30 days, married, and if not, then they're not married. This is going to be Pshita. Obviously, what are you teaching me? No, Ma'od the Tema, Lav Tanoihu, Ulazuzik Amar. You would have thought if the Mishnah hadn't told us, is that maybe when he says till 30 days, it's not really part of the Tanai. It's just Lezuzeh, it's just a motivation. We saw this in the Dharma time, Nidri Lezuzeh, it's just to motivate to get things done quicker, to give the money. Kamash Malan never comes to tell you, nope, that's not the case, it's not a motivation, it's actually a real Tanai. Next one, Mishnah Lanash, she ish them a time, Zuzan condition that I have 200 Zuz, she's married if he has it. Rashi says, "V'yeshlo is mashma sheish edim sheyeshlo. There's edim that know he has it. Halavach, if not edim kedushas, then they're not married. Umeteres la'ach is married to someone else. Va'amayin echushama yeshlo. Shouldn't we worry? Maybe he has edim, there's no edim, and therefore it's this case of suffolk at least." Says Gemara, "V'nechushama yeshlo. Let's be worried that maybe he actually has the money, and therefore she shouldn't be able to marry someone else if he can't prove it." Va'otanya, another way, Barisa says, "Chashinu yeshama yeshlo." Barisa says straight up, "Well, we're worried. Maybe he does have one." Zemar lo kasha, ha'bekedushay vaday, ha'bekedushay suffolk. In our Mishnah, we're talking about Kiddushei Vadai. And the case that Bryce is talking about Kiddushei Safek, meaning the Mishnah that our Mishnah is talking about, Vadai Kiddushins. We're not discussing Safek Kiddushins. But in Chinami, maybe this also would be considered a Safek. And that Bryce is talking about a case of Safek Kiddushins, and therefore, Itaka would be in a case, it would be called a Safek. So the Mashmos over here is just, we just want to know whether it's Vadai Kiddushin or not. Next, I'm going to show you 200 zuz, right? And we said over there that it's going to be good as long as he shows it to her, shows the money. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, lo niskavna ela liros mishalo. The kavana that she had was only to see that actually belongs to him. In other words, what does it mean? Show money. What it means is show the money that's actually your money, boy. Says Rashi, lefika chimher el shulchan shulafan of shulchan on the table in front of who shulchan is just a money changer. Famos enim shalo, it's not his. Enim gedush is not considered married. Next, vimher el shulchan 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 enim gedush is not married. It's in Zemar Pshita. Obviously, they're not married because we just said it has to be. She wants it to be his. Latzicha da afagav da nacha to maybe iska. What this is coming to tell you is that even though this money changers hold the money, that there was like a business deal going on, that he's going to end up getting some of this money, the condition is no good because they're not actually his coins, but it's just showing a business deal that's going on that he will get money from this, and therefore it's not considered a kedushas. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.